This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, one thing we can say about this show is not watered down one bit.
No, we're not adding any water to this. There may
we,
be
we
some...
We may be adding some other things to it, but...
Yes, but not water.
But not water.
Yes.
So how have you been? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. Just been kind of treading water, so to speak, the last couple of days, and snow.
Yeah.
Been a little nasty, but we've been very lucky that what we have got has been of no problem.
I had to take my fiance to the doctor in Springfield when the heavy snow hit, and everything was clear as a bell in Springfield, and then in a New York minute, it just downpoured, and I thought, man, I'll take 127 home, get off the interstate, take 127 home. IDOT never touched 127 for a minute, and I got stranded twice on 127. I said on the air the next day, you know, for all those individuals that helped, they know who they are. Thank you. So, because it was that's a weird situation when you're stuck like that and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do. We have a good guest today.
We do?
I think so. I think it classifies as a good guest. Well, okay. At least I like his hat he's wearing.
He's in that classification, you think?
I think so.
Okay.
Mickey Robinson from the Cool Country Chamber of Commerce is our guest. That conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week from the Cold Country Chamber of Commerce, it's Mickey Robinson. Mickey, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
Good morning, and thank you for allowing me to come back for the upteenth time in the ninth year.
It was a long executive session to have you back, though, but it came in your favor. I think you know a thing or two about closed sessions, don't you, Mickey?
Well, no, I don't have too many closed sessions because technically I've been forewarned and reminded the three things you can go into in a closed session, and we're talking about
personnel, property, litigation.
And some people that I have on the city council that doesn't understand that. They think
they do.
They always tell you that, but when they get into the meeting, they bring up another subject. When you want to adjourn, you say, no, we don't want to adjourn. We want to talk about something else. No, it's through. Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Call for
I think we need to change the subject here before you get into hot water or else your cell phone will go off. We're here talking about the Cold Country Chamber of Commerce, and we were talking about this before we went on the air today. A lot of good things are happening, not only with the Cold Country Chamber of Commerce, but Chamber of Commerces in general. This is starting to be a good time.
Yeah, it's always the first quarter of each year for 15 years is always my time to relax and plan. The first month, January, is usually just wrapping everything up and taking a few weeks off. Nothing due other than what comes up. In February, you start booking the bands for the summer concert series and lots of other things, the business of the year, things like that. But the thing is, and in March, you really start going to work. You start putting everything, closing it out, get advertising and everything like that. But I'm going to call this one for the first time in 9 years. I'm going to say I'm going to bring some good news to my show, or our show, I should say, and make it not just for the Cold Country Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be included a lot of the civic organizations, the City of Bunnell, the Italian American Club of Bunnell, the Bill Bunnell Club, which is a civic organization started a few years ago.
Right.
Things like that. Basically, the first thing we want to talk about is, first of all, is the Cold Country Chamber of Commerce, the annual 15th year, the business of the year. that is going to be selected in the next couple of weeks and have it at our dinner on March 23rd, Saturday night. It's being discussed how the new way of doing the selection and everything. It's down to the final picking, but the applications for to make reservations for the banquet, the dinner, is going to be out to the all the members, and it is open to the public. The members are going to pay $20. Anybody else who's not a member pays $25.
Okay.
And it's going to be held at the Gillespie Civic Center on Saturday, March 23rd. And the information will be in the news release in the local newspaper in the next week or so. That's one of the things. And we've had some very good, successful nights on that.
Is that tough to keep the candidates a secret, or do they already kind of know that, hey, keep this date in the back burner, you are a finalist?
Well, when I was running it myself, it was easy to do. It was just that you had to do anything and everything to get the winner there. And I can say, hopefully, for the 14 years, this is our 15th year, that I always had the winner there. We got him there one way or the other. And we talked to the wife, or we talked to the relatives, or we talked to somebody that would get there.
And that's always a difficult proposition, because then they have to give a speech. Some dinner parties do that. The winner always gives a kind of an acceptance speech.
Thank you.
Speech.
Thank like
you.
The Academy Award, you got 1 minute to say everything.
Right.
But, we hope, and my most important thing is I put myself in the position so when the winner is announced, I can see the expression on their faces. I remember one, Fireside Eye Care, Shauna Henninghouse and her husband. He knew about it, and he got her there. And I positioned myself and watched, and she couldn't believe it. It went over her head the first time. What'd he say? And it had to say three times before it came across that she was the winner. And then when she got up there and said her thank yous and everything, she said, "I'll get you later." No, it was really good. That was one of the best ones I had that said that, you know, the expression on their face is always the best part I like to see. Mm-hmm. But
no, I'm just sitting here listening.
Okay. Yeah, it looked like you had a comment there.
Yeah. No, he's already answered. My question is how you would keep this a secret till the last minute.
It's a lot of people say you should tell them, and you make it public like some chambers do.
Right.
But my situation is I don't like that. I want the surprise, and it is. And then what? Another thing too, a lot more people would come because they don't know if they're going to win or not. That's another reason too. Anyway, moving on.
All right,
another good news is that. Since the first, we've had several new members join the club, and it's the D&K Auto Tire and Auto in Montclair on 138 in town there. Young couple, very nice. And then you have Farmers Insurance, Mr. Tallman in downtown Gillespie. He started He became a Farmers Insurance agency right there. And we welcome both of them.
Dum ba dum bum 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 bum.
And there's several more new ones coming pretty soon.
That's awesome.
And this is surprising that the renewal of our membership for 2013 is right on track to be the biggest renewal we'll have in the 15-year history of the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce.
Is that kind of hard to make sure that the members come back?
It's not that hard. You always have a few that are toughing it out and have problems. And the only problem we have is when there is a few that don't pay dues, is they're out of business or they're going out of business. They just don't tell you. They just shut up the doors one day and that's it.
Right.
That's the only ones we don't have. But the thing is, that's part of business. You learn how to do it, and you get the new ones coming in and keep plugging away. And try to keep bringing new people into the community with all of our events and everything. And we have some new things that the chamber is going to be doing to help the members even bigger, some things. Some other things we're doing, like on the 9 Tuesdays in June and July for the summer concert series, where the bands play and there's no charge. They come and sit in the outdoor there, even when it's 105 out there. And Uncle Ralph can testify to that. He sat through a couple of those days. We have 300-400 people there, and it's just unbelievable. They come because it's in the park, it's open, and it's real nice. And maybe it's no wind or enough. There's no breeze at all. It's a little bit warm. And we have strawberry shortcake. That's where everybody likes.
And that's where you make the money, I guess, to pay the bands and that, correct?
That's one of the two ways that we raise funds on selling hot dogs, Italian beef, strictly water and soda. You know, keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And strawberry shortcake. And on nice, I know I can almost predict how many we're going to sell with what the temperature is going to be. But that's it. And the other way is a sponsorship. A lot of our businesses put some money in the pot to help pay that. And that's
right.
And that's the goal is always $4,000. And almost every year we go way over
for
that.
For the whole summer concert series?
No.
$4,000? Yeah. That's not too bad.
Yeah, well, it's only 90 minutes.
Right.
And it's on a Tuesday night, so it's a lot easier to do it.
Okay.
And we have a new program we're starting, FMB, First Bunnell Banking Center in the city of Bunnell. Mm-hmm. Their bank is going to start doing the kickoff for our business after hours with the first one later on in the spring there, sometime in April, May. They'll be doing the first one, and then we'll show people how to do it. We're going to have a new guideline and everything on that.
And business after hours, that's always, a standard event for the chamber, just to get the members together, networking a little bit, trying to figure out what's going well, what's going wrong. You know, it's a good, I guess, unity project, if you will, for your members.
Yeah, it's more of a networking thing. Some people, I think, don't really understand what it is. It's not a social gathering that you drink and everything like this. It's from 4:30 to 6 o'clock, and each business donates their place and they come in to promote their business to their other business people. And they network so they can help make the community better with themselves. And it works. If it's the business will work it real nice too, and it doesn't cost them that much money either, some finger food, and that's it, because the chamber does everything else, and publicity and everything there.
And how often do you have these gatherings, Mick, during the year?
The business after hours. Right now, we have it in our projected planning that starts in the May, June time, about every third month is what we're thinking. That makes it at least four or five times a year.
So about quarterly.
Right. I think that's good enough. And if we see that we get more people involved, we might even do it every other month. Right now, that's just what we're shooting for.
Okay. So it seems like everything on the chamber side is going well.
Right.
Let's move on to different civic organizations.
That's where I'm getting to. Okay. I was making sure the chamber gets credit.
And one that's coming right up to my mind right now, because it won't be too long, the Italian American Days will be here, is the Italian American Club. And they've done wonders, not only for that park in Bunnell, but for the city in general.
Right. The Italian American Club has been there for 60-some-odd years. And they've been doing this on Memorial Day weekend, four-day weekend. They have a carnival come in. They have every night they have a different band come in. And this year they came to the city of Bunnell to inform them that they want to tear down, they were wanting to tear down the West Pavilion on the west side of the driveway, not the concession stand or right. The band thing, the other one, because it's gotten pretty well wear and tear on it, over 50 years old. So what they did was, the city of Bunnell approved it, and they went in there and brought it down, just tore it down, and it's the new one's being built. Italian American Club is dedicating and going to give it to Bunnell. They're billing and paying for it on the funds that they raise every year, and that's where the Italian American Club gets all the funds.
Now, the West Pavilion, correct me if I'm wrong, is that where Bingo and the...
Correct.
And
on Italian American Night.
Banya called in, all that sold.
Right, the Italian food, the T-shirts, right. And everything like that.
Right.
And that's going to be real... It's going to be a modern billing now. The base is up already. The foundation didn't have to do... They kept the foundation.
Right.
They took everything. So now that's going up. It's up now. It stopped because of the weather in the last few days. But they got most of it up. And the frames are the, what do you call them? A-frames?
Trusses.
The trusses, yeah.
Right.
They will be in the next 10 days. Once they get them in, they'll be ready to put that on top, and they'll be just about ready. They said the target date was to be done by May 1st, and I think they're going to get it in unless we get hit with some more bad weather. So that's just one project that they're doing with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's City of Bunnell, Daryl Osborne, the construction guy. He's doing it, and the Italian American Club is sold. City of Bunnell just gained permission to do it.
Right.
So it'll be real nice to be ready for Italian American Day, summer concert series for the whole thing there.
Are we talking about the same square footage as you had before? Or?
Correct. They're using the same foundation, so there's no difference in the size. It's going to be in the same place and everything.
Just a brand new building then.
Brand new building. You probably, if you don't realize when you walk up to it, probably you won't even know it's the same thing. It's a new one.
Really? Awesome. What else is going on, Mickey?
Well, the Bill Bunnell Civic Organization and the City of Bunnell has several projects they're working together. And one is that City of Bunnell will be celebrating the 110th anniversary of being a live city since 1904 in the City of Bunnell. So we're just starting. This is just starting out that to see what we can do for 110. We just celebrated 10 years ago.
The 100th.
And right. It had a 75-minute parade that Kathy Petrak did. And it was just overwhelming. The first group was parading from Highway 4 and 138 out there all the way down and into the park. And the last group was just getting ready to leave over there. So it was a long parade. I think we had over 5,000 to 6,000 people standing in the line.
Wow.
And what I remember was a nice hot day, too, on July 4th, on that July day. And the funny part about it is, Judy Morrison, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and I, all we did was carry our banner and walk through the whole parade. And I tell you what, that was a long day.
It won't be too long. The 125th will be here.
Well, that's 15 years, 16 years away. That's a long ways off.
Yeah, but that could be next week, the way time flies.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you have to start planning someplace. So that's what I was thinking. And another thing, the City of Bunnell, in cooperation with a member of the chamber, Ameron Electric, Illinois, they are coming in, and we just worked out the arrangements to replace all the lighting fixtures and the lighting to reduce our cost of operation of the lighting, and which is they a part of the grant.
The city lighting, you mean?
City lighting in the city buildings.
In the city building. Okay, not right. Downtown, the, not yeah. the... Okay,
now,
gotcha.
The street lights already been done.
Okay.
That's been done a long time ago. Mm-hmm. We changed over from white to the, what they call them, yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did that several years ago, 10, 12, 15 years ago. We just finalized it yesterday, and the council will approve it at the council meeting because they'll be there for the presentation, but it's going to be real nice. Because we need them, because the fixtures are over 50 years old in the building.
One thing I'll give you advice, next meeting when those lights are in, bring your sunglasses, because it's a night and day difference. Well, I remember when Hillsborough did the same project, in the next city council meeting, I almost had to wear sunglasses because it was so bright in the council chamber. So I'm just saying, have the sunglasses ready.
Yeah, a couple of our businesses got that, too, in the chamber area there. Mm-hmm. And that's what's one of the first things they said. It really brightens up, but it uses less electric. Mm-hmm. And that was the idea of Ameron doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing there was doing there. Then But if it helps us, it lowers our costs in there. That saves the taxpayers some money. Mm-hmm. Even if it says small nickels and dimes, it over the period of year, it will come up to a lot of money, which it is not costing the right. city of Bunnell
right.
on there. The
one thing we want to discuss a little bit, because we're running short on time. We've had
we always run short on
I know.
Time.
We're at nine. We're almost at the 5 minute mark here. The Bunnell School. We were talking about this
yes.
before we went on the air. It's sad but true. But that's I guess what being demolished as we speak right now.
Yes, it's. You know, when you look from the outside for what, 2-3 years since this happened in March of 2010, I believe mm-hmm. it was 4 years ago now. Mm-hmm. When you look from the outside, people drive out, well, where is the damage? I don't see no damage because the building's still sitting there. Well, I didn't realize this until the people started tearing it down. They got the contract to tear it down, $171,000 mm-hmm. they're paying to cut it down. When they put this building up, the way it was explained to me, that they attached a whole bunch of stuff to the roof with the posts or poles or whatever they call them in there. So when something wouldn't happen, which it didn't happen.
Right.
You can't see it. But if you go inside that building, you'll see everything is twisted or 360 degrees around. The floors are buckling. They're really gone buckling now. It's too dangerous even to go in there. But they started tearing down about 3 weeks ago, and they got all the air conditions and the heating and cooling systems all out of there. And now this past week, before the bad weather hit, they took all the windows out, and they're doing some other stuff. They're taking out. They're into taking some other stuff out. So they're in. They by June they predict that they'll be down completely down.
Now as city mayor or president,
mm-hmm.
what's your plan for that? I mean, because that's a nice little plot of land. That are you planning on using that maybe as a park, or what's cooking in your mind regarding that area?
When Mayor Matt Turkel was the mayor at the time when this all went, he was one of the big pushers for this.
Mm-hmm.
When this happened, then Matt was trying to get the school to donate the land to the city. Or just donate it to us, you know, whatever the action is done by the attorney.
Right.
Would donate it to us, and we would make it like a park, because the people have everything to do with a school or anything else, a building there, is not going to be done. You ain't going to be able to build anything on that property anymore. If you put a concession stand or a shed to put storage equipment on it, I don't know if that can make it or not, because that thing just in the ground, it just keeps shaking, because the city, we keep seeing mind shifting going on all the time there. Our lift stations, we are watching very closely, because one of them is right on the path. Of it, and there's two of them actually on the path.
I mean, obviously, the mine subsidence took the school. Did it affect any other properties around the school area?
Really, we saw probably a handful of houses right across the street on the
right.
west side of the school have some experiences, but that's a private thing, so we have no knowledge exactly. The insurance company and the owners of them property did.
Well, it's pretty nice to spread the good news for a change, and it's nice to hear that things are going well for the Coal Country Chamber.
Right, but the new school, and I want to add this to it,
the new school
will be ready to open in August of this year, because it's going to be ready by June, I think, and that won't be finalized, but it will be done, because once the kids get out of school, they'll be starting to transfer everything out of that temporary
mobile units
mm-hmm.
to the new
school
building
there, and then have it ready so the kids come in August, the new school.
All right. So it sounds like everything's in order, Mickey. Bless you.
but that's all the good news. I thought it'd be good news for a change instead of just listening to something.
Absolutely.
We always have good news, but this is sharing the good news with the whole city.
Well, Mickey, we will talk to you next month again. Won't be too long. We'll have the Sirocco Boys in here talking about Italian American Days. We'll have the summer concert series. So there's a lot going on.
And we also have Black Diamond Days.
And Black Diamond Days
and
as well.
That's January 7th, 8th, and 9th. January, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Two weeks after the Italian American
Days. Is it earlier this time? Black Diamond Days, or is it at the same time?
It's the fourth weekend of the month. That's what I always call the Maury Day weekend, the fourth weekend.
All right. That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Mickey, thank you so much for our time. Next week, Uncle Ralph, Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center will be our guest. And I think we're going to try to get Richard Small in here, too, talking about the Roubaix. So until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.